Welcome, everyone. My name is Kellen Wagner Ramsdell. I'm the manager of Arete's threat intelligence team, and I am joined today by my senior threat intelligence consultant, Trenton Howard, and the senior threat intelligence analyst, Daniel Cronin. The threat intelligence team at Arete is responsible for performing attribution on every ransomware and extortion engagement Arete works. This means we're the team responsible for looking at all aspects of adversaries in cyberspace to understand their operations and learn about what they're doing so we can help victims defend themselves and respond better. In today's podcast, we'll be focused on October's statistics and data. We will see which threat actors were the most active in October and how their use of various tools, exploits, and malware enabled their attacks against victims. We will dive deep into some of the top and emerging groups and understand the upcoming risks to victims. With that, I'll turn to the team. Dan, what's happening in the threat landscape this week?
So October was following the same trend that we saw at the end of the third quarter, primarily in August and September. So what we're seeing is a few ransomware groups responsible for almost half of the activity for the month of October. So Akira, once again, was the most active threat group in October, responsible for a quarter of all ransomware engagements for the month. So one in four victims had Akira as the ransomware group responsible for the attack. Following that was Fog and Black Basta. So notable ransom hub, which had been extremely active in August and September, seemed to have dropped off in the month of October, and Fog and Black Basta kind of filled in the gap there, largely because of several vulnerabilities that those groups are exploiting. And we'll circle back to that. But just to round out the rest of the groups, so we had Akira, Fog and Black Basta, the top three most active groups for the month. Other ones that did come up in the top 10, we saw Mimic reemerge that we hadn't seen since, I think, the beginning of the year. That was mainly due to that group was exploiting the Foundation software exploit that we had mentioned on last month's edition, where basically brute forcing passwords to get the default admin password to get access to Foundation software, which is used by a lot of the construction industry companies that they use that for their accounting software. Interlock was one of the newer groups that did appear in the month as well. So we saw them. Medusa showed up a little bit as well, that they had been quietish the past few months. And then Play, who again is kind of consistently month over month, remained active so far for this year. But looking at those top three, Akira, Black Basta, and Fog, there have been two vulnerabilities that the groups have been, not all of them, but Akira and Fog more specifically, had been exploiting over the month, one of which was a vulnerability in Veeam backup and replication servers, and another one was a critical SonicWall VPN access control flaw. Kellen, Trenton, do you guys want to walk us through the Veeam one first of that vulnerability and who we saw exploiting it in the month of October?
Yeah, about to. So specifically speaking on Veeam, first of all, Veeam is a software that's used by companies for backups and also data protection. We are seeing suspected both Akira and Fog ransomware have been leveraging a critical vulnerability against Veeam. So the vulnerability is tracked to CVE-2024-40711, and it can really turn a bad day worse, right? This vulnerability can be leveraged by unauthenticated actors to gain access to vulnerable Veeam backups and then delete and encrypt the said backups. So if an organization was targeted by ransomware, they're relying on their backups to get back up and running again and continue operations. There's definitely been instances where they aren't able to because of this vulnerability. So not all bad news, though, is that this vulnerability has had a patch that's been issued by Veeam. So if there's any listeners out there that use Veeam for your backup services, I definitely recommend to look at the patch. I know the new version is 12.1.2.172. So go ahead and update if you can. Talking a little bit about what threat actors have been exploiting this vulnerability, both Akira and Fog, as we already mentioned, have been reported. But we've also recently seen Bragg ransomware exploiting this vulnerability as well. Potentially more to come. We'll see what happens as organizations continue to patch and hopefully fix this vulnerability. Kellen, did you want to talk a little bit about the SonicWall VPN access flaw?
Absolutely. The SonicWall VPN access flaw is really what we're looking at. It's tracked as CVE-2024-40766, and it's the vulnerability we're really looking at as responsible for driving Akira, Fog, and Black Basta to the top of the threat actor leaderboard, I will say, that we saw in October. And this is a vulnerability in the SonicWall Sonic OS that was first reported in August, but then has been exploited starting in September. SonicWall has released a patch, but a survey in October still showed that of the 420,000 publicly accessible SonicWall units globally, at least 40%, or approximately 170,000 units, remained unpatched. And as this is both a remote code execution and an access control flaw, one of the bigger concerns that we see is that the threat actors may have exploited it and exfiltrated the passwords for those devices. That means organizations for whom exploits started, but they've patched the device, may still have their passwords to their SonicWall devices still exposed. And so threat actors are able to leverage this to victims potentially think they're safe. In particular, we're seeing threat actors exploit this vulnerability on locally managed accounts. So it's not managed through any kind of authenticator, and there is no multi-factor authentication on those accounts. And that's how these threat actors are getting in. They're exploiting this vulnerability, and it's opening the door. In particular, we see it on nearly every Akira and Fog engagement we've worked recently. And we do also know that Black Basta is exploiting it. It is trivial to exploit, and we're seeing that the impacts are fairly significant. So when we combine that access from the SonicWall vulnerability with that further disruption capability on the Veeam vulnerability for Akira and Fog, that's really driving those two groups as one of our higher impact, not just frequency, but higher impact threat actors in October.
So we've gone over the vulnerabilities that have led to these groups becoming or persisting as most active groups in October and the impact that they're having on organizations. Another impact that we have seen is an open source red team tool, EDR Silencer, that is starting to be used by criminals in cyber attacks. Trenton, do you want to dive in a little bit more on what it is and why this is a new threat appearing for organizations?
Absolutely. I'll start with, I think blue team professionals as a whole really place a lot of focus on initial access and then also like encryption capabilities. But something we kind of miss is what threat actors tend to spend a lot of their time and resources on is the middle parts of the attack chain. During October, we've been seeing threat actors beginning to leverage a new open source tool called EDR Silencer. So what EDR Silencer is it allows threat actors to bypass and evade endpoint detection software. And this is kind of a trend that we've been seeing. And we really seem to focus on blue team professionals as a whole, focusing on how are threat actors getting into the environment. But I do feel like sometimes there's less focus placed on what they're doing in the middle ground, looking at discovery, defense evasion, things of that nature. And that's where these EDR bypassing tools that we're seeing an increase in really come into play, because it allows threat actors to, yes, they already got into the environment, but continue to do their nefarious activities without being detected, right? Because as they are attempting to move laterally, escalate privileges, running PowerShell scripts, executing or downloading different malware, et cetera, they're making noise in the environment that could potentially be detected on by these EDR tools. So the ability to bypass them is really huge. And especially as organizations are continuing to implement EDR detection software, the ability to bypass it really does play a big role in cybercrime.
So overall in October, we definitely saw Akira, Black Basta, and Fog as the most active groups. But as Trenton was talking, we see EDR Silencer and other EDR disabling and disruption tools spreading through the cybercrime ecosystem to enable threat actors. And it's certainly one of those threats that we've tracked closely this year. And looking ahead to the end of the year, we'll continue to track, because we assess that they're likely to have an outsized impact on victims and forcing them to pay the ransom. Similarly, the Veeam vulnerabilities disrupting backups is a huge concern, as backups are one of those critical points for enabling victim recovery. And so the trends we see in October, while the threat actors themselves, it was a bit more stable. We do still see some newer groups coming in. We see Interlock and Mimic returning. We then also see other groups that are pretty commonly in our top lists, Black Suit, Ransom Hub Play, Medusa. They're hanging out in the list of those groups that we look ahead to November and December through the end of the year. We're going to keep watching closely due to their potential impact to victims. And with that, thank you for joining us this month as we discuss statistics from October. If you found today's episode valuable, hit the follow button on Spotify to catch new episodes packed with expert insights and actionable advice. Alongside Cyber Campfire, this channel also features our monthly Bites of Insight, where Vinny Sikor and Yevgeny Urkov discuss various topics, from cyber solutions to emerging and ongoing trends. For more on Arete's solutions and our mission to create a world free from cyber extortion, visit us at areteir.com. If you'd like to connect or have questions, contact our marketing team at marketing@areteir.com. For immediate support with an active cyber incident, please contact us at arete911@areteir.com. Please check our show notes for more information. Until next time, stay safe and secure.